Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. People leave their homes for different reasons. Some people are tied down by the past, held back by their parents. They'll never succeed unless they can break free. Others are content, but feel they're missing out on something better. Their destiny is unfilled unless they move away. But the grass is not always greener. This week, I'm looking at two movies about people who go out into the world to seek a better life, but find the new world maybe worse than the one they left behind. One's a realistic drama from Senegal about a trip across deep waters. The other's a U.S. biopic about making a movie called Deep Throat. La Pirogue, directed by Moussa Touré. Baya, played by Suleiman Seye Ndiaye, is a fisherman who plies the waters off Senegal looking for the next catch. He has a pretty good life, beautiful wife, nice home, even dabbles in sponsoring fighters at public matches. He goes on fishing trips for weeks at a time in his long wooden boat. But there hasn't been a good catch for ages. In walks a sleazy but rich local entrepreneur. He needs a ship captain to ferry a fishing boat to the coast of Spain. It'll take just a week, much shorter than his normal trips, but this is no pleasure cruise. Baya's pirogue, a deep wooden canoe, won't be hauling seafood. The cargo will be 24 hopeful migrants. So he refuses. It's illegal, dangerous, immoral, but turns out there are crowds of men in a corrugated shack on the beach, all waiting for him to take them to Europe. Young men want to experience Western culture up close, join a World Cup football team, or maybe just buy an iPhone. There's a disabled man who needs to get a prosthetic limb, only available in Europe. Others have family, lovers, jobs. They're all waiting for them over there. Finally, he agrees when he discovers that his own fishing navigator and even his brother are going to Spain the next day, with or without him. So begins the journey. But there's trouble from the start. A stowaway leads to talk of mutiny. There are ethnic tensions emerging, talks of national splits with Fulani refugees from Guinea who'd never been into the ocean, battling ethnic groups who don't speak a common language, and religious differences. Devout Muslims contrasted with their sophisticated, hard-drinking urban cousins. The pirogue itself is built for piles of fish, not crowds of people. So tension builds. They gag a panic-stricken man, tie him up with only a chicken to keep him company. Someone breaks the ceremonial bottle. Another pirogue they encounter in the ocean. Well, that doesn't bid well for their future. Things reach a crisis after a big storm washes away the GPS and disables one of the engines they use. Without much fuel or even drinking water, they're left with a dilemma. Do they continue towards Spain, or do they let the tides drift them to Brazil? La Pirogue is a good story, well told, nicely shot. For once, it's told from the point of view of the migrants themselves, not the Europeans. Most of the film itself was made out on the water, which is very impressive. Director Touré takes a few stylistic leaps. Some work, some don't. Everything from the excellent opening in a public square to an unusual, can I say, oddly mannered sex scene. And I have to say, I love the complex rhythms of Salam Diallo's music. Definitely worth seeing. Next, Lovelace, directed by Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman.
Deep throat, making me feel warm all over.
It's the early 70s in Florida. The sex and drug revolution is happening, man. Everyone wears loud clothes and listens to wooka wooka music. Men battle each other for the worst facial hair combos or the biggest collars. Even the fonts are fat. The opening title gets an erection. In the midst of all this is young Linda, played by Amanda Seyfried, is a cute, freckled girl with dark curls. Her conservative parents, Sharon Stone and Robert Patrick, had whisked Linda down south to hide her pregnancy. They want to bring her up right now and whip her back into shape, a good Christian girl. But she just wants a tan. Soon enough, Linda meets the much older Chuck, played by Peter Sarsgaard, a bartender with ambition. Then they get married, and before you know it, Linda becomes Linda Lovelace, the star of Deep Throat. Deep Throat, it's a movie within the movie, is about a woman who can only reach orgasm by giving head, who meets a man with a large penis. All these topics were very taboo at the time. Oral sex was never openly discussed, and suddenly the film becomes a crossover hit. This is when porn was still watched in movie theaters. It's a blockbuster, a cultural meme before the term even existed. She rises to the top with instant stardom and notoriety. There's scenes of porn in production, meeting celebs like Hugh Hefner from Playboy, and the glamour life of talk shows, Hollywood stars. It's a campy, over-the-top look at these wacky, zany 70 days of porn, except it's not. Halfway through the movie, it does a complete about face. Suddenly, it's a deadly serious autobiography of Linda Lovelace, how she was raped at gunpoint, forced to do abominable things, pimped out, made a virtual prisoner. So I ask you, does it work combining these two very different feelings within one movie? In a word, no. In fact, it fails miserably. This is one of the worst movies of the year. Painfully awful mistake. How can so many famous stars, Adam Brody, James Franco, Hank Azaria, Eric Roberts, Juno Temple, how can they make such a monstrously bad movie? Okay, Siegfried plays Lovelace well, and she doesn't lose her part in the movie, but Peter Sarsgaard is unbelievably bad as Chuck, just dreadful. Even as a scene where he throws a phone across a room. What's with bad acting and throwing phones? Denzel did that in Flight, and now Sarsgaard doing it too. Oh my God. Even the directors, they made the excellent documentary bio of Harvey Milk. What were they thinking? Lovelace is like a two-course meal. First a stale Hostess Twinkie, closely followed by a plate of excrement. It's like a slapstick look at the Rwanda massacre. Watch this movie at your own risk. Lovelace is playing now, and La Pirogue opens today at TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.